So we've just taken a walk down Sturt Street to the Ian Potter South Bank Centre. This is the home of the Melbourne Conservatorium of Music, which was established in 1894. We're standing in the park between the conservatorium and Melbourne University's end of trip facilities and cafe. This whole area, the two buildings and the little park in between, were developed together for the university's South Bank campus. The end of trip facilities and cafe, the program for it was actually taken out of the brief for the Ian Potter South Bank Centre so that it could be a standalone project. With the University of Melbourne's aspirations to carve out some space for smaller design practices to really contribute to the campus. Serlan Waldron, who designed the project, worked under Wardle's team. John Wardle's team designed the Ian Potter South Bank Centre. And this project provides a really lovely example of an established architecture firm working to support a smaller practice as part of a larger development. In terms of design, the end of trip facilities comprise a cafe and bike parking. The open slats of the bike parking and change facility really activate the park. You can see what's going on when people are parking their bikes and increase the feeling of safety within the park. At the Sturt Street end, we have this cafe, which is another type of activation, although it's a commercial activation. And these two things are really what make the open space work and activate it at different types of day. The design by Serlan Waldron is a subtle nod to the broader precinct and the colours of Edmund and Corrigan's VCA Theatre building and the folded planes of Acca and the Conservatorium of Music. It has a really beautiful human scale to its design, and it gives back to the adjacent park, not only through its program, but also through its beautiful veranda and the adjacent seating. There are really a lot of great buildings in this precinct, but this is definitely one of my favourite buildings in Melbourne because it's quite small, but it works really hard to provide public amenity. Across this little park, designed by Aspect Studios, we have the Ian Potter South Bank Centre. This was designed by Wardle Architects and it opened in 2019. It houses the majority of the Melbourne Conservatorium of Music, which is one of the two schools of the Faculty of Fine Arts and Music. It's a really sculptural building with a really impressive and monumental presence, but it also has some incredibly human moments to it. So inserted into the concrete facade are 66,000 handmade Japanese egg-shaped tiles. And the beautiful circular window that fronts onto the courtyard is sometimes open and you can see into the performance spaces behind. This is an incredible signature of Wardle Studios' work. There's also, though, a sense of playfulness and wonder, which is also something I love about their work. The arched entrance in the front is a subtle nod, or at least I feel a subtle nod to the NGV, and it has a real warmth to the materiality of the building. There's also an arch on the inside in the entry foyer, which echoes that low arch in the front of the building. Inside are a myriad of performance and rehearsal spaces. There's a 200-seat auditorium, which has a capacity for a 120-piece orchestra. There's a recital hall that seats up to 400, and a rehearsal studio that seats around 135 people. There are also medium, large and small facilities and office spaces of all different kinds. It was designed in collaboration with an acoustic consultant, Marshall Day Acoustics, and the spaces are designed with a real technical precision.